Hey, how are you doing this morning? Lena here with Morning Minutes. It is great to be back with you. We are in episode 7 and studying 1 Corinthians in a series called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. And Apostle Paul is certainly doing that. He's dealing with everyday problems by addressing some issues that the church in Corinth needed to hear. Today's episode I've called What You Must Pass On. And I'm going to read you 1 Corinthians 2, 6 through 9. It says in the Word of God this: Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. By the way, that verse is a great verse. It is a reiteration of Isaiah 64, verse 4, I believe. I have dwelt on this verse and settled my heart on it so much. Maybe I'll focus on it again at the end. But what you must pass on, Paul is bringing things here into perspective as he deals with wisdom from the Spirit. Let me sort of summarize in three thoughts. Number one, the things we must pass on are not the things of this world and culture. All right? So here's this church that is living in a worldly culture, and this church has been impacted by the culture as opposed to the other way around. And this is sad because sometimes the things of the world look smart. Sometimes the things of the world look like we should emulate them. And they seem wiser strategically. In fact, I've seen this in churches where churches will try to adopt strategies of the world. And I think you got to be careful doing that. And it's not to say that everything has to be put in a bucket and burned. I'm not saying that. But I think we forget this important truth that Paul is bringing to light, which is the things we must pass on are not the things of this world and culture. We are living in a different, like we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And that applies to the strategies and the ways that we think about our life with and run our lives with. And the ways of the world and the ways of God are always diametrically opposed. This is a fact. And the reason that that's a fact is that the world is following after Satan. I mean, Ephesians 2 would be a great passage to meditate on if you're struggling to hear that sort of statement. In Ephesians 2, it talks about how you were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of power of the air, that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. And then he talks about how after salvation, God being rich in mercy saved us from that. And of course, Colossians talks about how he saved us from the domain of darkness and put us into the kingdom of his great light. And so the things of the world, the ways of the world and the ways of God are diametrically opposed. One is following after Satan and the ways of God, as you receive Christ in him, salvation puts you in the kingdom of light. And so we're living here on earth. We are meant to be the church. The people of God are meant to be lights in the darkness. We are meant to live the kingdom of God in a broken and lost world. And the gospel has power to save those who are still around us, who are waiting for hope and looking for light. So the ways of the world will pass away while the ways of God will not. So this is what he's talking about in verse 6 when he's talking about this wisdom. There's a wisdom that is not the wisdom of this age. This age is passing away, but the wisdom of God remains forever. Now, here's a second follow-up thought. So the first is the things we must pass on are not the things of the world of this world and culture. Number two, the things we must pass on are worth looking for, all right? If you're a Christian and you never study God's word and you never push to see how God wants us to accomplish his will, man, you're missing it because it is worth looking for. In verse 7, we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God. If it's secret and hidden, now God wants to make his ways known. In the Old Testament, I can't remember where, I believe in Jeremiah, he talks about letting us know the secret things, you know. But there is a pressing on, Hosea 6 talks, let us press on to know the Lord. And you say, how? Where do I press on? Well, you do it by getting into God's word and by parsing it and studying it and asking God to reveal himself in his word. And God reveals, he is a revealer of secrets of the things that matter, that have to do with him. He is a mystery, but he is unapproachable, but he wants us to approach him. He is unknown, yet he wants us to know him. This God is immensely awesome and mysterious. And my question to you this morning is, what are you doing to know the secret and hidden wisdom of God? God has always revealed the same secret things to his own. all throughout the centuries, God is waiting to make himself known to us as we pursue him, as he has pursued us first. God reveals secrets that those who don't know him will never understand. We're going to talk more about that, I think, in the next couple of days. But there are some things that you in the spirit will understand that people in this world will not. So the things we must pass on are worth looking for. Remember the title of this episode today, What We Must Pass On. Number one, they're not the things of the world. Number two, we must look for them. Number three, the things we must pass on grow out of a love that we must pass on. All right? This whole thing works in love. See, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared, what? For those who? Not for anybody, but for those who love him. Love drives this whole thing. God loves us, we love him, and it is love that drives this knowledge, and that same love that has been born in our hearts, now we love those in the world, and as we love them, they see the love of Christ, and so what should be driving all of this is love. There's an unfathomable reward for those who love God. There's a deep joy in the lives of those who love God. There's an irresistible influence on others when we love God. Are you leading with love? Not with pride. Oh, I know things that other people in the world don't know. Not with arrogance, but in love. God, you've revealed certain things about yourself. You've shown us what the cross means. Now, in love, we impart this wisdom to those around us who need it. The Corinthian church failed because they were becoming like the world instead of living out of the power of love and a crucified Christ who would make himself strong through their weakness. Paul was writing to correct them, and may we today have ears to listen and remember what it is that will change our world. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you know that, and I will be with you again tomorrow, Lord willing. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.